Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or even to comment, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels and, of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za. Today isn't so much a review as a rant, and I guess it kind of shows my age. So let me explain what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the mysterious great disappearing button problem. If you get into a modern car, you'll find that many of the things that used to have a simple button, like let's say the volume or the temperature or the ventilation, you would just reach out and twirl a knob or push a button and these things would adjust. And then they turn to software and you now have a great big screen. And the problem is that you want to, let's say you're driving along and you've got your Apple CarPlay and you've got your Waze maps out and your Apple Music playing, which is a situation I find myself in often enough, and your passenger wants to talk to you, so they reach over to adjust the volume. Only there's nowhere to do it. The only place you can physically press a button is on the steering wheel, and if you're a passenger, reaching out for the steering wheel and grabbing it is considered fairly bad manners, among other problems. The issue is that these things are embedded in screens, and the screen isn't static, and suddenly there just isn't a volume knob, and you can't just adjust the temperature without dropping into another screen. And it gets more and more complex because when something like Android Auto or Apple CarPlay takes over the main screen, the architecture that the car designer used disappears. And I, for one, am saying enough's enough. And maybe this is a sign of my age. I don't mind a lot of things being embedded in a screen. If you want to adjust the distance of the adaptive cruise control, putting it three levels down on a screen seems reasonable enough to me. But something that you use constantly all the time while you're in a car, it's just not okay. Give me a couple of simple buttons. Give me one for the volume and for mute, on off button, just a twirly thing. Keeps it simple. Do the same thing for the mode of the car. If you want to be in sport mode or eco mode, give me something to twirl. And please, the temperature of the car, just embed it. And if you're not going to embed it, do things like Volvo has recently done, where you can swipe up, and Haval does this as well, you can swipe from the edge of the screen and get to those basic controls. But you need to find a way to get there without leaving whatever you're doing and going into something else and taking your eyes off the road. The other problem with the software button, even when it is done really well and it's in a screen, there's no haptic feedback. You don't know that you actually managed to touch that button and do the thing that you wanted to do without taking your eyes off the road. And for me, those things that you use all the time that you might need, like volume, you might need to turn that volume down quickly for whatever reason. You want to be able to just reach out and find it where you expect it. Anyway, maybe I'm totally wrong on this and younger listeners will disagree entirely and this is the way forward. But I, for one, don't mind it being on the screen, but replicate it with a physical button, not thousands of buttons, just for the key functions. I guess it is just me showing my age. And that's it for this week. It's been fun. David Dondi, if you have questions, you want to find out more about something, you want to tell me I'm just showing my age and I must get over myself, fair enough. Ping me, david@fmr.co.za, or you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za. FMR.